Welcome to Side 6 of the Silva Method. On the previous side, we dealt with how Silva Method techniques could solve problems and create opportunities in your business or career. Now you'll learn how your personal life can also benefit when you start using more of your mind's unlimited power. Here's Dr. Bob Stone to explain how you can use the Silva Method to improve your relationship with your friends, with your family, and with everyone you meet.
The most common problems that arise in anybody's life are people problems. You've probably heard it said that outside of taking care of your own body, virtually everything you want or need is controlled by other people, at least at first. And this is true. No matter what you hope to attain or achieve in life, you must learn to create positive relationships with people in order to succeed. If you can't do this, if your people problems continue unresolved, they can lead to health problems, money problems, and all sorts of other difficulties. Starting right now, you're going to learn to deal with people in a new way. In the past, you've probably been very aware of the separations that exist between individuals, the separations of time and distance, of race and gender, of income level, and dozens of other things. Basically, you've probably dealt with people as if they were simply other bodies, and bodies are obviously separate from each other. But there's another way of looking at people, which is to see them as their minds. Minds are not separate. There is a place where minds touch and are joined, and you are gaining the power to reach that place. The power that can take you there is called subjective communication. Right now, I am communicating with you objectively. My left brain is involved with organizing my thoughts into sentences and with speaking them. Your left brain was concerned with turning on your tape player and now is concerned with understanding what I say. But there is another way I could communicate with you. I could communicate with you subjectively. I could go to my alpha level and imagine that I see you. If I held an imaginary conversation with you in a positive way, that suggested a solution to some mutual problem, I promised that the message would get through to you, but it would take a different route than the objective, physical path through our conscious senses that we use for everyday communication. Most likely, this is not something you were ever taught in school. Thousands of teachers have taken the 4-day Silva Method training, and even though they may not be able to introduce it into the formal curriculum, they can certainly use it themselves. One of the most important advantages these teachers have is that they know how to use the method to improve cooperation and discipline in the classroom. A teacher named Grace H. is a good example. Her junior high school students were at the age where they felt adulthood coming on, without really being able to handle it. The result was some very difficult, uncontrollable behavior. Grace was a good teacher, but her talent was being wasted. She began the Silva training to cope with stress, but an extra benefit resulted. One night, Grace went to her alpha level, visualized her class, and began a loving conversation with the students. She talked about how both she and they could improve. The next day, there was a definite change for the better in the class's behavior. She continued to visualize the students every night, and the improvement grew. Soon, she had the best-behaved class in the school, and the other teachers wanted to learn her secret. Grace was happy to share it with them, and it's the same power you can use with children in your own family. It is the power of subjective communication. Subjective communication at the alpha level follows non-physical pathways and transcends the conscious mind. Its realm is where physical separations are meaningless and where we are all joined together. The route taken by subjective communication is something like this. It travels from your conscious mind to your superconscious mind to the receiver's superconscious mind and finally to the receiver's conscious mind. Let me repeat that once again. Subjective communication travels from the sender's conscious mind to the sender's superconscious mind, to the receiver's superconscious mind, and finally to the receiver's conscious mind. Now let's see exactly what that means. By your conscious mind, I mean you thinking of a problem in the usual objective way. When you realize that it isn't working, you decide to use subjective means. So you relax, take a deep breath, turn your eyes slightly upward, and count backward from 3 to 1. Your alpha level is now activated. This is the access to your superconscious mind. At your alpha level, you picture the receiver. Immediately, your right brain neurons are in touch with the receiver's right brain neurons. In other words, with the receiver's superconscious mind. Your superconscious and the receiver's superconscious are connected. As long as your communication is loving and offers mutual benefits and solutions, you maintain the connection, and the message gets through. The receiver's conscious mind experiences the message as if he or she had just had an idea. It drifts into the receiver's consciousness like any other self-generated idea. The end result is the receiver moves closer to agreement with you. As we saw with Grace in her junior high school class, this communication can work with more than one person. There can be 2, 3, or even 100 people, because they are joined as one at the superconscious level. There have been many names given to this place where minds connect. The great psychiatrist Carl Jung called it the collective unconscious. No matter what you call it, it is yours to discover and to use. You are part of it, and it is part of you. Through the power of subjective communication, you can reach your spouse, your children, or your neighbor, just as Grace did with her students. Here are the Silver Method steps for subjectively communicating. First, make yourself comfortable. Relax. Take a deep breath. And count into your alpha level using the 3-to-1 method. Then visualize or imagine the person or persons you wish to communicate with. Thirdly, and this is a very important point that I'll have more to say about in a moment, greet them lovingly. Then mentally talk to them about the situation you wish to resolve. Propose a solution that's as good for them as it is for you. A mutual solution, not who is right, but what is right. Finally, end your session in the usual way, counting from 1 to 5, feeling great and wide awake. Now let me return to step 3 for a moment. The requirement that subjective communication take place in a loving frame of mind and for a positive purpose. Jose Silva's decades of research convinced him that our purpose in life is to help complete creation. That is, we are here to advance the positive intention that underlies life on Earth. Subjective communication is a natural part of life. As such, it is creative, not destructive. It cannot do harm. It can only do good. Therefore, when you are motivated to do good, when you are free of hostile feelings, you can tap into the subjective spiritual forces. Otherwise, these powers will be unavailable to you. A feeling of superiority or an attitude of hostility creates a separation, and nobody can function at the superconscious level separated. In order to keep this very clear in your mind when you're working on a problem or a difficulty between you and another person, feel love for that person, or at least a feeling of rapport. Also, you might mentally state at the beginning of your alpha programming something like, "May the best thing be done for everyone." Or, if you prefer, "May God's will be done."
Another way to find positive approaches to dealing with the people in your life is by using the powerful, intuitive wisdom of your dreams. With the Silva method, you can learn to remember your dreams, to understand them, and you can even program your dreams to focus on specific problems or relationships. Here's Dr. Stone.
You spend a third of your life asleep. But except for physically resting yourself, much of this time is wasted. Or rather, it's not really wasted because you're creating brilliantly conceived dreams literally every night. But the intelligence of those dreams has probably been unavailable to your conscious self. You probably have not been able to put the wisdom of those dreams to work in solving problems in your life and in making your life better. If you're like many people, you may not remember your dreams, and maybe you think that you don't even dream at all. But scientific research has proven that everyone dreams. and that we go through several cycles of dreaming and not dreaming every night. The first step toward using the wisdom of your dreams is to learn to remember them consistently. Like all the other techniques you've been learning, this will become easier with practice. And as you become better at remembering your dreams, it will strengthen all the other areas of learning to control your mind. And now, here's Laura Silva to lead you through the next relaxation session, which will program for you to be able to remember a dream, then more than one dream, and finally for you to be able to order a dream you can use for problem solving, a dream you can remember and understand.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1. The basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming your ability to remember, control, and use your dreams. Dream Control Step 1. To practice remembering a dream, you will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, you will mentally tell yourself, "I want to remember a dream," and "I am going to remember a dream." You will then go to sleep from level 1. You will awaken during the night or in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream. Have paper and pencil ready to write it down. When you are satisfied that Dream Control Step 1 is responding, then start with Dream Control Step 2. To practice remembering dreams, you will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, mentally tell yourself, "I want to remember my dreams," and "I am going to remember my dreams." You will then go to sleep from level 1. You will awaken several times during the night and in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream. have paper and a pencil ready to write them down. When you are satisfied that dream control step 2 is responding, then start with dream control step 3. Dream control step 3. To practice generating a dream that you can remember, understand, and use for problem solving. You will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, mentally tell yourself, I want to have a dream that will contain information to solve the problem I have in mind. State the problem and add, I will have such a dream, remember it, and understand it. You will then go to sleep from level 1. You may awaken during the night with a vivid recollection of the desired dream. Or you may awaken in the morning with a vivid recollection of such a dream. You will have this dream, remember it, and understand it. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help, physically and mentally. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5. You will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
Now you have programmed yourself to solve the problem at the deepest, most powerful level of your mind. Not only that, but you have instructed your subjective intelligence to present the dream in a form that will be quickly understandable to you. Dreams are a powerful mind control tool that can help you enormously. For centuries, the importance of dreams has been recognized by people of genius. Throughout the Bible, for instance, there are stories of answers and insights revealed through dreams. Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, and Wolfgang Pauli, pioneers of modern science, have used their dreams creatively, as did Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland. Once you have mastered the techniques of the Silva method, you can also begin using these powers of your mind that might have otherwise remained dormant.
I'd like to help you learn another way to use the hidden dimension of your mind to solve problems and to make your life easier. It's called the glass of water technique. The glass of water technique is used to discover answers to difficult questions or to reveal solutions to specific problems. It's so simple that at first you may find it hard to believe in, but millions of Silva graduates have used it with near miraculous effects. In this relaxation exercise, we'll program the glass of water technique to work for you. Here's how to do it. Before going to bed at night, fill a glass with water. Then close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and drink half of the water. While you're drinking, mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to solve the problem I have in mind." Unlike dream programming, you don't have to go into the problem beyond a very brief description. You might say, "The problem I'm having with my friend," or "The problem with my neighbor." You don't need to go to your alpha level for this technique. You'll generate enough alpha as you close your eyes and turn them slightly upward. After drinking half the water, put the glass beside your bed, cover it, and go to sleep. Very often, the answer you're seeking will come to you in a dream during the night. If you find the answer in this way, mentally give thanks as you drink the rest of the water in the morning. If you did not receive the answer, drink the rest of the water. Again, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying, "This is all I need to do to solve the problem I have in mind." The answer may come when you're at your alpha level during the day, or it may reveal itself in a sudden flash of insight, or you may meet just the right person who has the knowledge you're after. Many graduates use the glass of water technique when they have a challenging task to perform, or to help them make the correct decisions in dealing with people close to them. How does it work? That's a good question. But so far, researchers have been unable to agree on the answer, despite the fact that variations of the glass of water technique have been known for a very long time. In Greek mythology, for example, the god Hermes was the guardian of many secret practices. One of his teachings in regard to reaching goals or attaining solutions was to hold a glass of wine in your hands, mentally picture the solution within the wine, and then drink the wine. Today, academically trained, objectively oriented psychologists believe that when you drink the water with your eyes closed, the mind shifts into a state of alertness. Your mind becomes more alert in order to determine what is happening, what's being ingested by the body. This makes your mind more open to effective programming and motivates it to keep searching for the sought-after information regardless of whether you're awake or asleep. Actually, a psychic affinity has always existed between human beings and water. There are thousands of people in America who can locate underground water just by walking with a forked stick held out in front of them. Somehow, they can feel the water supply through the stick. When you can explain how this dowsing is done, you will probably be closer to understanding the glass of water technique as well. Here's another suggestion for making the technique even more effective. Put a few drops of lemon juice in your glass of water. Then hold the glass with the fingertips of both hands, keeping the fingertips spread slightly apart. The effect of this is to make the water a better conductor of energy because of the acid quality of the lemon juice. This is exactly how the old type of storage battery worked. Your fingers project that energy, called psychotronic energy, the energy of consciousness used in mental programming. By holding the glass in two hands with the fingertips separated, less energy is short-circuited back to the fingers, and more of it is projected into the water. The glass of water technique is especially useful for personal, people-related problems. It can provide dramatically enhanced insight to help you get along better with everyone in your life. Now we'll begin a conditioning exercise to program the glass of water technique into your mental computer. Laura will guide you through the exercise.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 three times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number one three times. You are now at level one, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress new information for your benefit, programming the glass of water technique, a formula type technique that you can use for problem solving. At night, just before retiring, get a glass and fill it with water. While drinking about one half of the water, close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." Then put the remaining half glass of water by your bedside and go to sleep. Upon awakening in the morning, drink the remaining water, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." With this programming, you may awaken during the night or in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream that contains information you may use for solving the problem. Or, during the day, you may have a flash of insight that contains information you may use for solving the problem. I will now count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, I will cause a sound with my fingers. At that time, you will visualize yourself in your own home to go through a problem-solving cycle. 1, 2, 3. Visualize yourself in your own home. It is night, and you are ready to go to sleep. Select any problem you would like to solve. Now mentally fill a glass with water. While you are mentally drinking about half of the water, close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." Now mentally put the remaining half glass of water beside your bed. Now mentally get into bed and go to sleep. I will stop talking to you. When you hear my voice next, it will be morning. Relax. It is now morning. You are now mentally awake and getting up from your bed. Mentally drink the remaining half glass of water, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind, and this is so." With this formula, there is no need to use the 3-2-1 method to enter level 1. You will enter level 1 automatically as you close your eyes and turn them slightly upward while drinking the water. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
This concludes Side 6. On the next side, you'll learn what intelligence really is, and you'll discover how to use the power of your mind in genius-like ways.